This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. With the uprising in Haiti showing no signs of easing, the State Department is advising Americans to leave the country while commercial flights still are available. The Pentagon is sending a small military team to Haiti to assess the security needs of the U.S. Embassy and its staff. But Bush administration officials say there are no plans for the deployment of American troops in Haiti. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the goal is to resolve the current crisis politically. The United States has been working with other Western Hemisphere countries on a peace plan which could be presented to the government and opposition today. NPR's Martin Costi is in Port-au-Prince. Martin, what do you know about this plan?
Well, I think it's probably not much solid yet. There's been ongoing attempts by outside powers or outside groups to try to nudge the opposition, the Haitian opposition, and the government together, so they can hammer out some sort of a political deal, which would then permit, maybe the peaceful arrival of some kind of reinforcements for the police here. But so far, the opposition here, the anti-RSD groups, are in no mood to talk to the government. The government says it wants to talk to the opposition, but the opposition says they've tried for too long to get some sort of a change out of the governing style of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, and that now it's too late, that they don't trust him anymore, they don't want to talk to him. It should be said also, pointed out, the opposition here should not be confused with these armed groups in the central part of Haiti. The opposition largely has been employing nonviolent means, and at the moment they've been lying low because they don't really want to be associated with this uprising up north in the central part of the country, simply because those people up there tend to be either old gangs that used to support Aristide, who've now turned on him, or in one case there's even former Haitian military who have very bad reputations in terms of human rights abuses in the old days of the military regime. So the opposition, basically a group of businessmen and students here in the city of Port-au-Prince, don't want to be confused with those groups. So it's kind of a three-way process here.
And Aristide continues to resist demands for his resignation.
Well, yes, President Aristide points out that he is the duly elected president of this country. He still has time to go on his term, and he's not going to step down early. He thinks that would be a very bad precedent for the institutions of this country. Of course, the opposition replied that the institutions of this country have been basically bankrupted by President Aristide, that he's stolen elections and that he's intimidated opponents, and so that's sort of beside the point. But he says, you know, he makes the point over and over again that he's not going to bow to terrorism. And of course, he's very very careful also to use that term, terrorism or terrorists, when referring to these opposition armed groups up north, because that strikes a chord, of course, in places like Washington when you say that word.
What's the situation in the capital?
Port-au-Prince is quiet. It's, you know, unfortunately, in the city, it's hard to separate the normal sort of chaos from anything extra related to this political situation right now. But the streets are relatively quiet. There have been isolated run-ins between pro and anti-Aristide groups. There's no power most of the day. Right now, they're down to just a few hours of power every day. So at night, it's people tend not to leave their homes, but that has more to do with the economic situation of this country than anything else.
20,000 U.S. citizens there. Do you see any signs of them leaving?
No rush for the exits, as far as I can tell here. The people who live here tend to be people who have been dealing with this kind of thing for a while. I think people still aren't worried about some sort of direct assault on the Capitol. You have to remember that these armed groups in the center of the country aren't that numerous, maybe a couple hundred people. So as far as some sort of a direct attack on the population center here in Port-au-Prince, I don't think people are too worried about that yet.
And Haitians, are they leaving?
Well, certainly there's no sign of this mass exodus that we saw 10 years ago, you know, boat people building rafts. The most high-profile case so far has been a group of eight men who say they're policemen who left by boat and turned up in Jamaica because they didn't like being attacked by these armed groups.
NPR's Martin Costi in Port-au-Prince.